field. Wright brothers flew through there. That domed main terminal, it's the first of its kind. It's a precursor from everything from JFK to De Gaulle.
It's pretty sweet.
Just take the picture.
Well, that's a keeper.
Let me see it. Why she wants dozens of reminders of all the places she hasn't been is beyond me, but...
Well, I'm sure she'll be crushed for having missed this airport.
Look, before Lindbergh could cross the Atlantic, he took off from one of those runways. You ever wonder why they call it the Spirit of St. Louis?
No.
What?
I am the one thing, preventing this place from being totally fucked in the ass.
Sometimes they just need to vent.
Please, for the love of God, can I fire the next one? Miss Barnes, thank you for joining us.
I'm here to be fired, right?
Well, we're here to talk about your future.
You don't have to sugarcoat it. I get the drill. What are they offering?
Inside the packet, you'll find a clearly worked out severance package.
Give me the bullet points.
It's actually pretty good. 3 months pay, 6 months medical, and a full year of placement services through our company, CTC.
Placement services. That's generous.
Commonly, it takes 1 month of searching for every $10,000 you expect to earn in salary.
So I could be looking for a while.
Not necessarily.
Don't even sweat it. I'm pretty confident about my plans.
Really?
Yeah. There's this beautiful bridge by my house. I'm gonna go jump off it.
Natalie. Hey. Natalie! People say these things all the time. It's part of the trade.
They do?
Yeah. I mean, they say crazy things that get worked up.
She was really calm.
I think that's a good sign.
So they don't ever actually do it?
No, it's just talk.
How do you know? Do you follow up?
I mean, no, nothing good's gonna come of that, but I wouldn't worry about it. This is what we do, Natalie. We take people at their most fragile and we set them adrift. You ready to go back in? All right, let's go. Come on.
Sure, how long this whole exercise is supposed to last. No, I don't even think of him that way. He's old.
I'm not the only one so long. I'm going home. I saw the all right with you, back up me then, the lonely life.
I'm done.
Wasn't expecting this, not at all.
Just like that?
I'm disappointed that I've given so much of my life.
This is not fair.
There are people that are going to be way more qualified than me now.
I don't know what to do when I wake up in the morning. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Are we going?
This is how I start every day of my life. Now, this is going to be a little difficult, so stay with me. You have a new backpack. Only this time, I want you to fill it with people. Start with casual acquaintances, friends of friends, folks around the office. And then you move into the people that you trust with your most intimate secrets. Your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, your parents. And finally, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You get them into that backpack. And don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to light it on fire. Feel the weight of that bag. Make no mistake, your relationships are the heaviest components in your life. You feel the straps cutting into your shoulders. All those negotiations and arguments and secrets and compromises. You don't need to carry all that weight. Why don't you set that bag down? Some animals were
born to
carry each other, to live symbiotically for a lifetime. Star-crossed lovers, monogamous swans. We are not those animals. The slower we move, the faster we die. We are not swans. We're sharks.
Never?
No.
Ever?
No.
You never want to get married?
Nope.
Never want kids?
Not a chance.
Ever?
Never. Is that so bizarre?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I just don't see the value in it. All right, sell it to me.
What?
Sell me marriage.
Okay, how about love?
Okay.
Stability? Somebody you can count on?
How many stable marriages do you know?
Somebody to talk to? Someone to spend your life with?
I'm surrounded by people to talk to. I doubt that's going to change.
How about just not dying alone?
Starting when I was 12, we moved each one of my grandparents into a nursing facility. My parents went the same way. Make no mistake, we all die alone. Now, those cult members in San Diego with the Kool-Aid and the sneakers, they didn't die alone. I'm just saying there are options. Oh, fuck.
Ryan left me.
Okay, all right. This is Alex, my friend. This is Natalie.
I should give you both a moment.
No, that's fine. I'm fine. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Maybe we should just all go up to our rooms and freshen up.
Or maybe a drink?
Now you're talking.
He broke up with you over text message?
It's kind of like firing someone over the internet.
A Weasley prick.
Yeah, but what does that make me? Someone who falls for a prick.
We all fall for them. I mean, pricks are spontaneous, they're unpredictable, and they're fun. And then we're surprised when they turn out to be pricks.
I followed him to Omaha.
You did?
I had a job waiting for me in San Francisco when he got an offer from ConAgra. He said we could start a life together. So I followed him.
To Nebraska.
I thought I'd be engaged by now.
更多资料尽在人人听一网 3w.rrting.com